You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists around the world. Today, we have with us Mr. Luke Bozeman. He's a pastor at Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church in Millport, Alabama. He's been there for over 11 years. He also works at Paycar, a engine company. He's worked there for 11 years as well. And so, Pastor Luke, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, today I want to talk to you about an instrument you took not all that long ago called the Berkman. Tell us, what is the Berkman, Luke?
So to me, the Berkman is a personality assessment. It looks at different aspects of interest in your life, what you're inclined toward or what you're not so much inclined toward. It's been used, I believe, for decades to assess people, their different traits, their different gifts and abilities. And it was something I kind of wanted to do from a ministry standpoint to help me understand where I stood as a pastor and kind of what helps make me click, as Dr. Penfold would say, right? This is what makes you click. And That way I could share that with the leadership team, the deacon board, and to help them to better understand me even after 11 years, to give them maybe a look, as we would say here at work, under the hood, so to speak, and let them see what makes me tick as a pastor and as a person.
Now, we should say, in your work setting, you've already taken something like the DISC profile, other types of personality assessments. So sometimes people hear, oh, you're going to give me a test or a psychological assessment. They're like, oh, you didn't have that reaction at all. You were kind of drawn toward this.
That's right. After listening to your podcast with Dr. Penfold, it was one of those things that kind of got my interest because I wanted to better understand myself as a minister. We all know that we've been going through some difficult times the last year, year and a half, 2 years from the church. And if we're going to make changes or we're going to grow as a church, it starts with leadership. And I've done this in the past, yes, at work, to kind of better understand to be a better manager. And why not do this to better understand how I can be a more effective minister and get some feedback from someone like Dr. Penfold to help me understand and to give me some advice and to give me some guidance from that standpoint.
That's good. And so the Bible says in Psalm 139, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So that gets into our personality and our interest. And I suspect if we could go back to Solomon's time, they were doing something along these lines to make the kingdom work just right. And just like you've done this in your company, this particular profile has been used in companies and universities and all kinds of settings all around the world. So we might as well use it in our setting as well. So you mentioned you took this with Dr. Gordon Penfold, who is a Christian, and he helps us look at strengths and weaknesses of pastors to help them improve. What kind of things did you learn when you took the Berkman and then when you got the feedback from Dr. Penfold?
So initially, we kind of began to walk through each of the sections. He explained to me what they meant and how we were going to look at them. He had Bible verses linked for each one of them to kind of have, this is why we're asking this question, or this is how it would apply in your ministry. And it really helps me understand some things that I thought I knew. It confirms. For instance, my musical score was like a 9, right? He strongly cautioned me not to be a worship leader. Okay. I kind of understood that, but now we have some data to confirm that. And I shared that with my deacon board, my leadership team there, and said, hey, this is where my gifts and abilities lie. And this is where I have some gaps. Right. It also, in talking to Dr. Penfold, it helped me understand that I need team members to help offset the differences. But then we also kind of got into, and I took it maybe a step further, you know, if the Lord calls me home or calls me to a different ministry, I need to have people develop to fill the spots I'm strong at. That way the church isn't just left on its own.
Yes.
And we have that from time to time where a gap is left when a pastor leaves because they don't know what they need to be working on or who they need to be mentoring or the gift they should be developing in others. This really helped me see that. And I do believe it helps as a minister and his leadership team to say, these are the steps that we should take from a church to make sure we have a very solid team together.
That's good. So Luke, I have my profile here and you're not going to believe it. I did not do too well on music either. So maybe we're pretty similar there. So it shows you what you're strong at. It shows you what you're not so strong at. And right. I like what you're doing there at your church. You're trying to, if we hope this would not happen, but if you were to be taken out of the picture, then there's people that could step up and you're training and discipling them to fill the void that would be lost with you there.
Yes.
It also, like, sometimes there can be some conflict among church leadership. Do you sense that they were able to understand you a little bit better when you showed them your profile and they had better sense of who you are?
I do believe so. And, you know, for one instance of that, right, my restlessness score was pretty high.
Yes.
Which means I need an environment where change is allowed. And if change isn't allowed, there can be some frustration. And that helps explain some things so we can approach matters of maybe disagreements. Maybe our vision is not aligned. It helps us understand where we are. It's not I'm just trying to change for change's sake. I'm not trying to be stubborn. I'm not trying to push us in a direction that we shouldn't go. This is who I am, and I'm a change agent, so to speak. And this is why these requests are being made, or that's why this vision is being cast. It also helps me understand that I need to be careful there, that I don't just change for change's sake.
Right.
And so in getting that information, and you look at it on paper, you talk to Dr. Penfold, and he kind of walks you through it. I mean, he's a wise man. You know, the scripture tells us, with wise counsel, you wage war. Well, we're in spiritual battle.
Yes.
And what the church has been facing the last 18 months and 2 years is spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And if we're going to go to battle and make changes to where our ministries are impacting our community, you need to do it with many counselors. And right. To me, this was a counselor from Dr. Penfold to say, Luke, this is some areas of strength. This is some areas that I would caution you on. This is some areas that I would request improvement on. And so for me, it really helped me understand in my own life as a minister what I need to be working on to be an effective leader.
That's good. And so, like, in the business world or the university world, people take these particular profiles and they know what they are and they know what the others are. And it kind of takes the personal nature out of it. Well, that's the way you're wired. That's the way I'm wired. And it helps us to understand each other and work better together. As we're going along, it also helps the deacons in your situation to understand you've got that restlessness. So you've got to be, you're wired that way. And if God puts you there as the pastor, that's probably something you guys need to be doing, you know, need to be paying attention to that. And you also mentioned at the last part there, you've kind of got a profile to know, okay, I need to really act in this area, but I also need to be careful in other areas because these are some of my shortcomings or weaknesses, it sounds like.
That's right. And there was, you know, one area we talked about was when it comes to ideas, that if I'm not careful, I can move very quickly and almost steamroller effect. You know, the church I serve at, this is 175th year, our anniversary this year. So it's a long-standing church, and we all know change doesn't come quickly, especially in a church that's been around that long. And so, you know, it made me more mindful of what I may see as a small change that I'm requesting. It can be a big change for certain people. Yeah. And so in talking to Dr. Penfold about it, he's like, look, hey, I'm glad you have these ideas. I hope they like the fact that you're throwing out these ideas. But also keep in mind, if there is some hesitation, there's a flip side of that coin. They're not being resistant. It's just making sure they catch the vision.
That's good. That's good. So we should probably emphasize, you keep mentioning Dr. Penfold. So he has a major role in this process. So if you're listening, you're thinking, well, how was this? Does this work? Well, first off, you let us know you're interested in taking the Berkman. We're able to get it for you at a reduced rate. You take it, and then you meet with Dr. Penfold online. He explains the Berkman a little bit. And then what Pastor Luke is sharing with us, he basically kind of works you through, shows you your strengths and weaknesses. And I hear from you, Pastor Luke, that was extremely helpful, kind of coming up with a game plan of what to do with these results.
Correct. We met through a Zoom call. We talked, it probably lasted 2 hours or so. We walked through each section. He gave me, from a scripture standpoint, some backing on his advice, his counsel on different areas. And we walk through it section by section by section. And it gives you kind of what this means and what you're geared towards and some encouragement. And then it also, he provides some cautions and some warnings, because, you know, you can ruin a ministry many ways.
Yes.
And I do believe his counsel was, I want you to be the most effective minister that you can be. And this is what, based on these results, is telling me that I'm going to share with you. I think it was invaluable. I'll be honest with you. I think every pastor should do all they can to talk to their church leadership team and go through this. I think it's a minimal investment for the return.
Very good. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking it, Pastor Luke, and I also appreciate you just taking the time to share with us about it. I will say to our listeners, this is part of the Refresh program that we're doing with North American Ministries, and Pastor Luke is about to do the coach training, so he will be one of the 100 coaches that we're training that can also work with your church, and that kind of gets into the wise counsel we can receive from one another, just helping one another as we go through these difficult times. Pastor Luke, that you just mentioned, especially the last 2 years, have really been a crazy, topsy-turvy time for the church.
Yes, sir. And one of the things that we have to understand is we are in this together. Your podcast is Better Together. And I think if you take that and really boil it down to it, that's the church.
Yes.
Better Together. And we're all in this. We're all fighting the same spiritual battle. And it's wonderful to have someone that can come alongside, as Dr. Penfold has done, and make some recommendations and offer you some valuable insight into who you are to be an effective minister.
That's great. Well, thank you, Pastor Luke. We so appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
And we want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us. We want to encourage you to take this podcast, if you will, subscribe on YouTube, like it on Facebook, or wherever it is that you get your podcast. And if you know someone that might be interested, please take that, pass it along to them, and let us continue, as Pastor Luke just mentioned, let us work together, because we truly are better together and accomplish more for the cause of Christ when we do work together. Thank you for joining us today.